Well, it's another interesting day in the world of AI with DeepSeek releasing another breakthrough model, DeepSeek version 4.1 Flash. And the real breakthrough with DeepSeek 4.1, and by the way, don't be confused by the model name. It's such a leap in performance and cost efficiency that it really should be called DeepSeek 5, but they're downplaying it and calling it DeepSeek 4.1. But the thing about this model that's so extraordinary is how they've been able to compress the KV cache, which is the sort of the in-memory chunks of the current prompt being processed, including the context submitted by the user. But they've achieved such high levels of KV cache compression. Plus, on top of that, they've also achieved even better, can we say, sparsity with their sparse attention mechanism, that their model architecture is extremely efficient at using memory and also serving inference at very high tokens per second with high concurrency. So high concurrency means that multiple users can be submitting prompts and queries at the same time, and the engine using the same hardware can serve up multiple lanes, I call them, or threads, processing multiple prompts at the same time, achieving extremely high cost efficiency for the outputs. Or think about it this way. If you're an AI hosting company, and if you have a GPU, let's say one physical GPU in a server, if that GPU can only serve one prompt at one time, then that's going to be a very expensive, you know, operation. But if that same GPU can serve 64 prompts at the same time, all 64 are getting high speeds, then clearly the cost is going to go way down because you're using 1/64th the electricity, you know, 1/64th the overhead. And those are exactly the kind of efficiencies that DeepSeek version 4.1 Flash is now able to achieve. So they were able to lower the cost to 60 cents per million output tokens. That is ridiculously low, given that Anthropic's Fable, I think, is close to $60 per 1 million output tokens. So we're talking about 100 times cheaper, literally 100 times cheaper, than Anthropic's best models, or very close to that ratio, with similar intelligence, similar capabilities, almost exactly the same, actually literally matching Fable 5 in some benchmarks, not all, but in many of them. So somehow the DeepSeek company, which has always unleashed shockwaves in the AI industry, they've been able to achieve this really remarkable sparsity. Now, really, we shouldn't be surprised because they are writing a lot of the science papers on this exact topic. And the CEO of DeepSeek, I don't recall his name, but his name is on some of those papers. So he shares credit for the science improvements on this. And what we are learning today across the AI industry is that it's not necessarily about just accumulating more and more hardware, because that's becoming ridiculously expensive and impossible. Rather, it's about making the existing hardware work so much better through things like sparse attention or KV cache compression or very high concurrency and so on. So that's where DeepSeek is. Well, and also Qwen, I should give Qwen credit, Qwen27B, which has become the workhorse of my own data center. I'm using it for almost everything, frankly. Qwen27B also writes code. It does web design. It does translations. It does editing. It does creative writing and prose and all kinds of things. And it has OCR and vision language in it, so it can recognize images and pull out the text. And I'm using it for that all the time with my science paper cleanup processing. It turns out that DeepSeek also has built-in multimodality, as it's called, which is vision language. So this is, I don't think the previous DeepSeeks had vision language. I may be wrong about that, but I haven't become aware of it until this model. So this is, I think this is the first true DeepSeek multimodal model. That's, sorry, a little tongue twister there. Multimodal model, which is actually true. So anyway, the net effect of this is that DeepSeek is changing the economics of AI inference. Now, the model is a very large mixture of experts model, which gives me some hope, actually, that some very clever inference engines like FreeToken may be able to find a way, probably with companies like Unsloth, might be able to find a way to run that thing, even though it's a freaking large model. I think it's 580 billion parameters, something like that. The MoE gives it, I think, I'm just going by memory here. What was it, like 16 billion active or maybe 12 billion active? I forgot. But it, for an MoE model, it's quite large, right? Very large, which means it probably won't run on any kind of affordable consumer hardware. But I've already seen reports of some really heavily quantized versions of it running on either two DGX Sparks. I know I've seen people running it on three Sparks, but I thought I saw somebody doing a one-bit version on two DGX Sparks, which would raise a lot of questions in my mind if that's any good. But somebody's also running it, I think a two-bit version on a Mac Studio, probably with 512 gigs of RAM in the Mac, or maybe 256, but I'm guessing it's 384 or 512 on that Mac, and they're probably getting some pretty decent output speeds. I'm just guessing. We'll have to wait and see. But it's not going to run on your, you know, your gamer video card in... It's not even going to run on a 5090 with 32 gigs. That's not even going to touch this model. So it's still a model that's being built for data centers. But it's going to make AI inference so ridiculously cheap that, you know, a lot of people are going to switch to it. By the way, AMD purchased a company. I forgot their name exactly, but what they do is they hard burn an AI model into silicon to produce a PCIe card that you plug into your motherboard that runs a model, one model, only ever one model. You can't change the model. Again, it's hard burned into the silicon, but it runs it at absurd speeds. I saw speeds of 17,000 tokens per second. I'm not sure what model they were running that achieved that, but clearly if you don't have to fetch all the model weights out of RAM for every single token, then you're bypassing the bottleneck. And this company, again, just purchased by AMD for several billion dollars, I believe. This is going to be a real breakthrough because, you know, AMD is smart to buy them, by the way. AMD is very smart. Because where this is going is you'll just buy from AMD something like a Qwen 27B burned into a physical card. You plug in the card, and that card might run at like 10,000 tokens a second or something. That's like a whole data center. I mean, that's a massive data center, actually, running on very, very little power and only on one machine. And that's just going to create what I've called token abundance. And I think that's right around the corner. You know, maybe next year we'll have that. So this whole idea of buying these really expensive, power-hungry, water-cooled NVIDIA chips to run this, that's actually going to be obsolete. You're going to buy models on a card and plug those in. And of course, you can't alter the weights of those models. You can't fine-tune those models. But you can use your own custom, you know, system prompts and user prompts, and you can modify results coming out of the model, etc. So those hardware cards are going to be worth their weight in gold. I mean, AMD will be printing wealth like never before to create those cards and just start selling them. And my God, that will change the world even more than how AI so far has already changed things. That would be a dramatic change. But anyway, I'll give you more news about that as that comes up. And who knows what those cards are going to cost. But even if they charge, you know, $10,000 for a card that can produce 10,000 tokens a second, that would be a bargain. Because right now you'd spend millions of dollars to have that capability, you know? So that's coming. I'll keep you posted. You can follow all of my work on this at, brightvideos.news. And if you want to use my free AI engines, go to brightanswers.ai for my deep research AI engine. And then if you want to create or download free books, we've got over 75,000 books available now that were all written by my book writing code with the help of over 15,000 authors who are using the engine. That's at brightlearn.ai. And you can follow my social media posts at Health Ranger on X or brighteon.social or brighteon.io. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.